This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Now, last time, I talked about the origin of the original Apple logo. You know, the rainbow-striped silhouette of an apple with a bite out of it. This widely spread story goes on to find a link with the genius Alan Turing, the father of the modern computer. During World War II, Alan Turing and his colleagues at Bletchley Park outside of London were able to bust the supposedly unbustable German Enigma code. He did this using an early predecessor to our modern computer. Some historians say that his work was essential to winning the war. Now, Turing, in his theoretical design for our modern computer, had realized a fundamental truth. In the real world, there's a big difference between a tool and the stuff that the tool acts upon. For example, in carpentry, a metal saw, a tool, is quite different from the timber which is processed by the saw. Not so in the virtual world. And Turing realized this. He proved that there is no fundamental difference between data and the instructions that processes the data. And today we label these instructions as programs or applications. And that's why you and I accept that our computers easily handle both programs and data as bunches of ones and noughts. But Turing was the first person to prove mathematically that there was no essential difference between data and applications. This deep and fundamental understanding sped up the introduction of computers by decades. It has been said that Turing's work in busting the Enigma code shortened the Second World War by 2 years. But for various reasons, the work of Turing and his colleagues was kept secret by the British until 1974. In January 1952, Alan Turing's house got robbed. He told the police that he suspected the robber to be a friend of his boyfriend. At that time, homosexuality was a criminal offence in the United Kingdom. Alan Turing pleaded guilty and was given the choice of either jail imprisonment or probation with chemical castration, that is, injections of female hormones. Alan Turing chose the punishment of feminizing hormones. He became sexually impotent and grew breasts. He was labelled a security risk and no longer had access to the people and projects he loved. As the story goes, on the 7th of June 1954, he committed suicide by eating an apple laced with cyanide. And indeed, a half-eaten apple was found in his apartment. What is the significance of the half-eaten apple? It turns out that Turing's favourite movie was Snow White. Now, you know the plot. The princess falls into a deep sleep after eating the poisoned apple and is awakened by the kiss of the prince. And that's supposedly why Turing committed suicide with a poisoned apple. So is that the reason why, some two decades later, to honour Alan Turing, the Apple company designed their logo to have a missing bite? And was it because he was a homosexual and as a salute to gay pride that the Apple logo from 1976 to 1999 also incorporated a horizontal band of rainbow colours? No. Stephen Fry asked Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple, whether this urban myth was true. And Steve Jobs replied, and I quote, "God, we wish it were," unquote. But like all successful myths, it has elements of truth in it. Yes, at the inquest, the coroner determined that Alan Turing did die from cyanide poisoning. And yes, there was an apple with a bite taken out of it in his apartment. But first, the coroner did not analyse the apple to see if it contained cyanide. So we'll never know that detail. Secondly, there is much circumstantial evidence suggesting that it was not a suicide, but an accident. Alan Turing had set up an apparatus to electroplate spoons with gold in his tiny spare room. He was using potassium cyanide to dissolve the gold and may well have accidentally inhaled cyanide fumes. He always ate an apple before going to bed and would sometimes leave them half eaten. And despite the stress of his legal setbacks and the side effects of the female hormones, Turing was not depressed. Indeed, he was in good humour. In fact, he had written down a list of jobs to complete at work after the holiday weekend. Today, most of us with computers have no idea that Alan Turing was their father. But we all make our own personal tribute to this genius every time we press the screen of our smartphone to ring or Turing somebody. Get it?